It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 22nd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. At what point can you cut the tie between your cell phone and your phone company? An online petition has just raised enough signatures to get the White House to take a second look at whether unlocking a cell phone that is switching the phone from one carrier to another should be against the law. Officials say unlocking violates the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Slate tech blogger Will Arimus joins us regularly and has been following this.
So it's not exactly clear what would happen if you unlock your phone now, but that's the problem for a lot of people. They say, well, let's make it clear. Let's make it clear this is not against the law. Let's say you want to go overseas and avoid those digital roaming charges. You might want to unlock your phone, even though you're still under contract with your carrier, to be able to switch and use some other carrier while you're abroad.
Many mobile phones are sold at a big discount in return for you staying on the network.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at Reputation.com.
Janelle Burley-Hoffman is a Cape Cod mother of five with strong opinions about how to behave with technology. Today, the story of a little girl at a family gathering that turned into a gathering of electronics.
So this week I was teaching a parenting class, and one of the families brought up an interesting point that she was traveling across the country to see the in-laws and extended cousins. And when she got there, everybody was plugged into their devices, whether it was a DS for the kids to play or an iPad or phones. Adults and children were all totally engaged in their electronic devices and not really interacting with each other.
So the child in question, you're hearing from the parent, how old was their child?
Five.
And so how did the kid feel?
Well, it was interesting because she felt that her daughter's behavior was terrible compared to normal because she was fighting to have a turn with some of these devices. And so this mom was really saying, how do I let my extended family know I want to see them? I want to talk. You know, how do we make beautiful memories when everybody's engaged in their electronic devices? You know, what's a tactful way to have that conversation?
Janelle, that's a toughie. That's like at Thanksgiving when you're trying to get your extended family not to talk about certain political subjects. I mean, this is very thorny.
It is, because you're basically questioning somebody's parenting style and drawing attention to that. So we talked about maybe emailing as a group, hey, can we have one screen-free day, which I'm comfortable doing because I can be kind of bossy, so I could say that to my family and they might go for it. But she talked about maybe bringing an activity, whether it was, okay, we're all going for a hike today, and suggesting that in advance. So it's a mutual decision and it's done in a respectful way, which allows everybody to kind of meet each other's needs.
And we're not talking about this too early. I know it's February, but come summertime, there's going to be a lot of extended families in houses trying to get along with smartphones and technology underfoot.
Absolutely, and multi-age and multi-generation. And so I think we all need to come to it with that wisdom of, I want to enjoy this time. Can we really just foster some storytelling and exercise, some outdoors? And can we make that a priority as a family? And I think that's vital as we raise this generation.
Janelle Burley-Hoffman in Cape Cod. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
And here's something fascinating but creepy. An ad agency in London got researchers to come up with artificial intelligence to keep people tweeting after they die. The tech publication The Verge says it's called Lives On. While alive, it can learn our preferences and retweet the stuff we used to like when we are no more. The tagline moves this from creepy to crass. Quote, when your heart stops beating, you'll keep tweeting. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.